Today is Wednesday, September 3rd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Spice Blend Day. It's also National Newspaper Carrier Day, National Wildlife Day, and National Macadamia Nut Day. Y'all, this has been the story of my life. I have a specific way that I record my podcasts. And what it involves is that I play sounds while I'm recording. And I have a computer in front of me. And I bring things up on my computer and I look at it, but I can also play stuff from the computer. So if I want to play a YouTube video, or I want to play a voicemail from the computer, or I have a microphone, I have a computer, but I do it all live. I edit things, but I don't. Like, some podcasts will add their sound effects and their music, like their opening and closing music, in post. But I like to do it all real time. And it has always been a struggle to figure out how to do that when I'm traveling, because the way I do it at home is I have a mixer that is connected to my computer, but it's also connected to my microphone, and it has other options. I can connect a phone to it. I can connect other things to it. And it has my newest mixer has a soundboard built in, the Rodecaster that we all use. And when I travel, I long for the same ability, but yet in a more compact form. It does exist, but the form factor, there is a hardware, there's a Zoom recorder, but I don't like it. And it does have a built-in soundboard, but it's limited. And so I don't really enjoy that very much. Also, the inputs are limited, so you can't, I don't know. It's not exactly what I wanted. And so I got excited because I thought, okay, this Rode Streamer X, I really enjoy the Rode products. This Streamer X, I think it'll work for me. I can just take it and a microphone and my iPad, and that's it. Three things. It's really small. I have choices on what microphone I could take. I could take my professional microphone, but I also could take, you know, something else, like my wireless mics, because they're smaller. I don't really need them to be wireless, but they're just tiny. I don't really love the audio off of them, but they're tiny. So again, you know, make do. And I thought, okay, you know, this might work. I can buy that. And I've been looking, as you guys know, I've been looking for something to buy. So I was like, okay, well, you know, that might be worth looking into. And so I did. I bought it and I brought it. And I had it delivered here. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm shopping while I'm recording. And I thought I had figured out everything. Like, oh yeah, this will be easy. It'll hook into my iPad. I had researched that. And I can use whatever recording software I want to use on the iPad, because it does not have recording built in. That would be perfect if it had recording built in, but it doesn't have recording built in, so I have to record on the iPad. I was like, you know, I can live with that. It has a sound pad, so I can load my sound effects from Geeky Gay into it. And no big deal. and I can, it'll fit in my backpack. Boom. Bob's your uncle. There you go. I did some testing. And everything seemed to be working. There was one problem. I thought I could use a USB microphone with it, but because Rode makes USB microphones and they're smaller than the microphone that I have. And so I thought, well, you know, I'll get one of those and I'll just use that. Ugh, that did not work. Sorry, I'm sleepy. That did not work. Like, it would not recognize the microphone, or at least I never could get it. And in their documentation, they just say that those USB ports are for tablets, computers, mobile phones, things of that nature. So I wasn't, you know, I didn't have high hopes that that would work, but I bought a USB microphone just to test it out. I will return it. I hate returning things, but I will return it. And so anyway, so that did not work, but everything else seemed to be working. I was able to load the sound effects. I was able to get my microphone to work. I figured out how to connect the wireless microphones if I want to use those instead. It has, you know, all the software seemed to be fine, but here's the catch. There is no volume control for the sound pads on the mixer. I mean, how hard would it have been for them to add a feature to let one of the existing volume knobs also control the volume on the sound pads? Like, that would have been, because what I do is when I play my opening music, I, on the mixer, I turn the volume down and I play it. Well, I turn the volume up, I play it, and when it hits that certain beat, I bring the volume down. And I have a volume knob in front of me, and so like when I hit the closing music, I have the volume knob and I start at a certain volume while I'm talking, and then when I'm done, I turn the volume back up. So I need a volume knob. And no. There is no volume knob. And so it defeats the purpose of having a mixer. The main reason that I had it is because I thought it would connect my microphone with the sound effects, with the ability to control the volume of each of those, and then input it into my iPad and record. That's it. That's all I wanted to do. And I cannot control the volume. It is driving me crazy. I mean, there's another thing I'm going to try, but I don't understand why this does not exist. Do people who podcast not travel? Does no one who podcasts record live like Daniel and I do? Because I want to record, I want everything live. I don't want to go back and add shit in. Also, having the music behind me and having the voicemails play live and all of that kind of stuff is crucial for me to have energy and be able to podcast. I can't record just the vocal part and then go in and add the stuff late. Like, that does not work. Now, I could take a laptop with me, but that defeats the... Because if I take a laptop with me, the software will allow me to do those things. But my laptop is super heavy, and the power cord for my laptop is like a 5-pound, because it's a gaming laptop, and so it is a super heavy power cord for this laptop, and having to carry a heavy laptop and a little mixer, it just defeats the purpose of what I was thinking I was going to get. And I think I've mentioned this before, but there's also... the ability to do this in a mobile app. Like, if there was a mobile app that would record, would accept a microphone input, but also had sound pads built in to the app, so you could load in like bumpers and stuff like that. That would be perfect. Well, here's the problem with that, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I've not found anything like that other than the ones that are provided by Riverside or what's that other one? Spreaker or, you know, all of those other podcasting services. The problem is if you use their app, you have to distribute your podcast through their app, which I don't do. I just need the file. And I mean, there are some other apps, like there's some DJ type apps or like beat making apps that maybe I could cobble together some sort of, you know, hey, I want to record my microphone and I want to play a sound at the same time, but they're not really made for that use. And I mean, I understand why it's hard to find that kind of app, because podcasting apps are not going to make a lot of money on their own, because how many podcasters are there out there that would need to use them? And that, and these companies that have podcast distribution, of course, if they spend the money developing an app, they're going to tie it into their own podcast ecosystem. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mark said, okay, are you going to send it back if it doesn't work? I was like, well, I really wanted to make it work. I don't know what I'm going to do. I just want the perfect setup. The perfect setup. It has been a bane of my existence the whole time. I mean, I feel like I've got my at-home podcasting setup really figured out, really honed down to a science. But I cannot figure out how I want to do this travel stuff, because nothing satisfies all of my needs. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.